Here's another issue that China is keeping an eye on as Trump gets ready to move into the White House: climate change. President-elect Trump has said in the past that climate change is a hoax, but that's not how China's leaders see it. The World's Patrick Nguyen has been looking into this.
Like any good communist state, China operates under five-year plans, and their current five-year plan is very ambitiously green. China's already producing four times the amount of clean energy that the U.S. does, and they're very strong on solar. So they would very much like to be seen as a world leader in clean energy.
My understanding of the narrative is that it took some time and pressure and prodding for China to get on board with the climate change deal. Perhaps that's the People's Central Committee wanting to grow their economy as much as possible. But could it also suggest that there are still climate change deniers in China?
I think that there are, but we should make a distinction. They're marginalized and shunned. The elites that are really running the party, they are all on board for fighting climate change. There is believed, however, to be a small group of people within the party who think that climate change is fake, that it's a hoax. And this comes from the far left. Think about Chairman Mao, old school communist geopolitics. So they sort of fear Western imperial plots. And they basically think that it's a shadowy attack on China's manufacturing sector cooked up by Western scientists.
Yeah, so I know you've been reading up on climate change deniers in China. What do they say specifically, and how much influence do they actually have on China's environmental policy?
Thankfully, they have very little influence. I should give credit to this professor at Occidental College named John Chung-In Liu. He's one of the very few researchers who's been studying climate change denial in the Chinese language. So I'll read some of this kooky stuff. He's found this book called The Empire of Carbon Brokers, and I'll quote from the book. "One day in the future, we will discover that the planet is not getting any warmer, but colder. And we will also realize that we're already tightly controlled by the United States, becoming their new slaves." And you have other commentators saying that these foreign expletives are so worried that China will rise and surpass the United States. The scientists are all puppets controlled by politics.
Well, as you say, that's coming from the left in China. Here it's coming from the right. President-elect Trump and his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, have most recently called climate change a bunch of bunk. Previously, Trump had said that it was actually a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. What does all this signal to people in China?
Well, to the Communist Party, it's really frustrating because climate change had turned out to be this one arena where the White House and the Communist Party saw eye to eye. So they're going to have to look at the silver lining here. The silver lining is that Trump's administration is offering zero leadership on climate change. It's embracing fringe, unscientific beliefs. So for China, this is a golden opportunity to step up and look like they're more of a leader on this issue than the U.S.
Patrick, you know how things work in Washington. Compare that with how things work in Beijing. I mean, is there any risk that outside influence could change how people see climate change?
There's far less of a risk. In China, the energy sector is run by the government. So the energy sector has to follow Communist Party policy. If it was the U.S. system, you know, energy lobbyists could come in and take those little seedlings of doubt that might be circulating among a small minority of politicians and nourish them with cash and campaign donations, right? But that doesn't work in China. The party says climate change is real, and the energy sector obeys the party. So those voices are marginalized. In fact, the professor I mentioned earlier who studied this, he says that they know better than to speak up. You'll never hear even a minor official coming out and saying that climate change is a hoax because he knows that he gets smacked down by the elite of the party who've decided that it's a very serious concern.
The World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.